This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Digital cameras are everywhere, documenting everything from mundane meals to the cute things that kids do. There's still a few high-stakes events that warrant the sticker price of a professional shutterbug. Weddings, of course, school portraits, and for a new generation of open-minded mommies and daddies, births. The emerging trend was a subject of an article by Alyssa Gutman of the New York Times. The only person on our staff who's given birth was pretty grossed out. The new dad was intrigued, so we wanted to find out more. We caught up with a new mom living in Manchester, New Hampshire, who made sure her labor was captured in full.
My name is Tiffany, and I had my son, Javian, on April 22nd. He was 5 pounds, 10 ounces, and 19 inches. My water broke first thing in the morning, so I was in labor pretty much all day, and the photographer actually had to tend to her sick daughter throughout the day, so I wasn't sure she was going to make it, but she actually ended up popping in right as I started to push, so she captured everything from that point on. The nurses kind of were like, oh, your photographer's here, kind of in a weird tone, but, you know, once she was in there, everything just played out nicely and naturally, and no one really even realized she was there. I've actually already received all the pictures, and I myself love looking at them. My boyfriend, on the other hand, does not want to look at them. But yeah, I love them. I can see my reaction. I see his reaction. You know, the baby's first cry. It's awesome.
So here to tell us what it's like to be on the other side of the lens is Karen Fenton, a Seattle photographer who specializes in births. Karen, great to have you on Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So have you ever had a situation like that you just made it in time?
Yes. There's been a few times where I'm walking in and it's cutting it pretty close. You know, I get there and I get word she's pushing. So the father-to-be and I, we make our way down that long hospital hall and ta-da, we're there. So I've only missed one. So I think I'm doing pretty good.
People have been videotaping births for a long time, but the still photograph by a professional, that's a new thing. What's the difference in your mind? How did you get into photographing births, and how is that distinguished?
Well, I had always been really interested in just the miracle of birth. And I went to school after high school to become a nurse. But then I got married and I had kids. And, well, I wasn't able to go back to college, but I still was interested. And every time I have two kids of my own.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I had my own kids, I was just reminded on how much I enjoyed the process. So my husband got me one of those fancy cameras a few years ago. And I used it to take pictures of my own kids. And from there, I started doing it professionally. And I was having fun doing it. But it wasn't until one of my friends had approached me and asked if I'd be interested in shooting her upcoming birth. And I thought, of course, yes, that's like mixing like the best of both worlds, my photography and my love for birth.
Hmm.
And so once I did that, I was in love and I was addicted right away. And it kind of snowballed after that. I kept getting friends requesting me to come shoot their births. And that's how I got started.
Oh, there's some really beautiful photos on your blog. And of course, we have a link to it at wordofmouthradio.org. But it is such an intimate thing, Karen. You know, the crowning of a baby's head is not something everybody wants to share. What do you think is driving this trend to have professionals document births?
I think it's because we are professionals, so we can do it in a way that it looks beautiful. I think when people hear the word birth photography, they automatically think of that crowning shot. But when I do a birth, I usually stand right behind the mom's head, and so I'm getting it at an angle where it's clean. I've gotten a few requests before to get some of the, you know, just the raw images, but that's not all that often. So I try and do it in a way that it is done in a way so they can show their friends and their family if they wanted to. A lot of times they don't, but they want to remember it as like a beautiful thing and not as a day when they were like yelling at their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so they can look back and kind of see, just see what the day was like, you know? Yeah, that's what I do. I try to just document it and just at an angle where it's just done G-rated.
Yeah, well, it is interesting. I mean, we did look at a couple of the photographers that were interviewed in the New York Times article by Alyssa Gutman, like you. Very different styles, very different concepts of what birth photography should look like. And you, it seems like you're almost from the mother's perspective, you know, like behind her head, she sees the baby, you see the baby at the same time. There's a kind of sweetness in that.
Exactly. And that's what I try. And when we get together before the baby's born and we go over all of that and I ask them a few questions and what they do want photographed, what they don't want photographed. And they pretty much tell me all the same thing. You know, we don't want it too graphic because, you know, if we do want to show anybody, we want to not be able to have to censor a whole bunch of stuff. But and so that's my goal, is to keep it as clean and beautiful as possible.
Well, Tiffany, the new mom that we spoke to earlier, talked about the nurses shooting her looks when her photographer arrived on the scene. Now, how do you deal with hospital staff or policies? Does it vary from place to place?
It does. I always be sure and tell the moms-to-be to run it past their doctor towards those last few weeks of pregnancy and let them know that they're interested in having a photographer, and just to make sure that everything's okay. And so far, there's been no doctors that have had any issues with me being there. Now, each hospital is a little different. Some hospitals will let me actually photograph the entire birth. And then there's a couple hospitals that ask me to wait until the baby is actually out and they've given the all clear. Mm-hmm. Now, it does vary doctor to doctor. At these specific hospitals, there are some doctors who don't mind. As long as the baby looks good, the mom looks good, I'm usually got the green light. But it's happened once or twice where the babies have gone into distress and I've been asked to stop. But other than that, the nurses are pretty friendly. They're interested. They ask a lot of questions. And as I do more and more births, I become familiar around the hospital, so it's not so foreign when I walk in.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you mentioned, deliveries don't always go as planned. More than 30% of babies in the U.S. are now delivered by C-section. So is that what happens? Like, if there's any sign of complication, you just get out of there?
Yeah. I usually just kind of stay behind the mom's head, and I try and coach her along with, you know, her partner. Most times, I think I've only had one or two where a C-section has been unexpected. Usually it's like a repeat C-section. And most hospitals let me right on into the operating room, which is awesome.
Wow.
There are still a few that it's not their policy yet, but we're working on that. But mostly when the baby's going to distress, they're just working hard to get the baby out. And so I just kind of stop filming. And then once the baby's out, then I get right back to work again. So there's only been a couple times I've left for an unexpected C-section. Usually I just take a little break and then the babies have all been healthy. So then I resume.
Well, Karen, we're going to have to wrap in just a second, but I'm just wondering, you know, moms often swap their labor stories. Do you think this is a next step in kind of comparing the motherhood experience?
Comparing. Well, hopefully not comparing. I hope that each individual mom has a wonderful birth story to tell. So I just hope it's a way, just another an outlet for moms to just share their stories together and be able to look back on the photos documenting that entire day, and looking back is a good experience. In a positive light. And so I hope that's what this trend of birth photography brings.
So no one's asked you to Photoshop themselves to look a little better during that birth?
No, all natural.
Karen Fenton, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Karen Fenton, a Seattle-based photographer. She specializes in births. And you can see some of her really breathtaking images and a link to Alyssa Gutman's article about the uptick in birth photography. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org. And coming up, we're going to have the zenith of DIY digital cameras, a primer on the apps and art of iPhone photography. That's when Word of Mouth continues. In just a moment, on New Hampshire Public Radio and online anytime at wordofmouthradio.org. Thank you.